Welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion on holistic health care and high cholesterol and high blood pressure. We've been talking about the different interference to our health, and we've talked about the structural problems. We've talked about electromagnetic interference and nutritional. Now we're going to be talking about the fourth interference, which is allergies. That's the food, the environmental, and even to self, which I call the autoimmune disease. Allergies and sensitivities contribute to many healthcare problems, from fatigue, asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, tendonitis, and many other symptoms. Many people have symptoms related to allergies that they don't realize that the symptoms that they have are actually allergy symptoms. I had one woman come into my office who had hives. Now, hives is a classical example of an allergy symptom. For her, it was mild. I explained to her that her hives were an allergic reaction. She then went on to say that she did not have any allergies. She had trouble understanding that her hives were an allergic reaction because she related allergies to the redness in the eyes and the sinus congestion that come with hay fever. The most common trigger for asthma is allergies. Tendonitis problems are caused by allergies many times.
Wow, she didn't realize that hives were caused by an allergy? That's such a classic response. It seems like many people are affected by allergies these days in some way or another, and some people don't even relate some of their symptoms as an allergic response.
I have treated many people for allergies who have reported to me how their energy levels improve. Their hay fever disappears, their digestive system heals, their asthma improves or clears up, headaches disappear, their tendonitis disappears, and their neck pain goes away when their allergies are removed.
How do you treat people for allergies and sensitivities?
You know, I do a treatment called a CERT. It stands for the Allergy Sensitivity Elimination Reprogramming Technique. It removes allergies by changing how the immune system responds to an allergen. The change is a neurologic change in the brain. It's not a chemical change, but a neurological change.
So you don't have to get shots or take medications?
No. It's just based on acupuncture, done with a cold laser without needles, that changes the way the immune system reacts to food, the environmental, and to your own body tissues and fluids. The beauty of the treatment is it treats all three types of allergies, the environmental, food, and the self, the autoimmune allergies. It takes one treatment to remove one allergy, not 5 years. Each treatment takes about 20 minutes, and then you must wait 24 hours, and the allergy is permanently gone in 95% of the cases that I've treated.
It's amazing what symptoms clear up when you clear up the autoimmune allergies. Tell us about that school principal that you treated.
You know, as I was treating her for her autoimmune allergies after about her fifth treatment, she told me that her sensitivity towards lotions had disappeared, that she was sensitive to for years. She could not tolerate the smell of lotions. They smelled like bug spray and made her feel sick. One day she was in her office and smelled the lotion of one of her teachers. It smelled good instead of smelling like bug spray. She actually enjoyed the smell, and she was not used to that. She was always used to getting sick from it. Now, this lady had also experienced a problem with hives on her skin whenever she would scratch her own skin or rub her own skin. After treating her for the autoimmune allergies, where she was allergic to herself, she no longer got the hives after scratching herself.
I bet that was a relief to her. I've seen and talked to many of these people, and they are so grateful to feel so much better when they don't have these allergies. I recently talked to a couple who were treated for their allergies a couple years ago, and they were saying how great they felt without their allergies. They had more energy. They have some family members who still have their allergies and are not feeling so good as a result. But this couple was grateful that they no longer suffered with their old symptoms.
That's the beauty of the ASSERT treatment. It works. It's fast. And it lasts. Now, the fifth interference is the emotional stress, the anger, the unforgiveness, the fears and the phobias, the beliefs that are just not true. They do not let go of the past. Now, emotional stress can lead to self-defeating beliefs that prevent a person to heal.
Yeah, our emotional component of ourselves can really affect us in ways that we don't even realize.
One lady had gluten intolerance because of her memories of her childhood and needing to forgive. Once she forgave and released the anger, she was able to eat wheat and other gluten foods without any difficulty. Those experiences were in the past and not a part of her life anymore. She needed to let go, and she did.
It's amazing how emotions that we hold in can create so many health problems, including digestive problems like gluten intolerance.
Yes, it is amazing. When you find the underlying cause and remove the cause, miracles do happen. Now, the last interference, which is the sixth interference, is toxins. That is the pesticides, weed killers, and other chemical toxins. The food we eat can have pesticides from spraying crops so that they look nice on the grocery shelf. It's also the heavy metals, the air pollution, cleaning chemicals, and contaminated water. Toxins come from many sources that we just do not realize. Toxins can cause so much havoc in our bodies, which does not allow our bodies to function. Let me tell you a story about this one patient of mine who had a cabin in Jackson, Wyoming with his brother. Now, his brother was spraying weed killer while he sat in the tractor behind getting all the overspray. They did that for 4 hours, and he was not protected. He developed a severe shoulder problem a short while afterwards where he could not raise his arm from bursitis from the toxin buildup. He didn't do anything physically to cause the shoulder problem. It was the toxins. Now, he was an avid fisherman, and he had planned a big fishing trip that he wanted to go on down in South America. I treated him by detoxifying and removing the allergies he became sensitive to. All these things were causing the inflammation. I also worked with him on some exercises to strengthen that shoulder again. He was able to go on his trip by removing the source of the problem. We removed the interferences affecting his health, and he went fishing. Now, it is the six different interferences that are playing havoc on our health. They create functional problems to our health that will eventually become pathological if not corrected. A pathological problem is when it creates permanent damage or changes to our bodies like cancer. Now, if we get them soon enough, they can be corrected. People just do not know what they do not know. That is why we're here today to introduce to you this basic concept so that you can begin to understand what you can do to solve your health puzzle. This is what causes the chronic degenerative diseases, even in children. These interferences are contributing major factors to that influence things like ADD and ADHD, autism, and even chronic recurring ear infections in children. Left simmering, they gradually destroy things that you do not realize and cause all kinds of symptoms and healthcare problems.
That would make sense. Why do people ignore their symptoms?
People do not know what they do not know. These conditions do not develop for no reason. They develop because the body becomes out of balance from the interferences that are affecting our bodies that we just talked about. The foods people eat, the artificial foods and the refined nutrient-deficient foods that we eat, and the food laden with toxins in the form of pesticides and other chemicals. Now, let's just turn our discussion back to cholesterol and why it is so important. Now, cholesterol is made in the body by the liver and is one of the components of bile that is used in the digestion of fats. It's also very important in the cells of our bodies as an important component in the cell membrane. It's also a very important component and the production of sex hormones. For those that have a hormonal imbalance like PMS, menopause difficulties, osteoporosis, sexual dysfunction, cholesterol is a very important component.
A lot of people think cholesterol causes problems. So you're saying it actually is essential to a healthy body?
Yes, it is. You would be very unhealthy if you did not have cholesterol. Heart disease accounts for over 50% of the deaths in the United States. It is the leading cause of death in the United States, even though it is one of the most preventable degenerative diseases. High cholesterol is highly influenced by diet and the use of saturated and trans fats. What happens to cholesterol, it can become oxidized, which then forms plaque in the arterial walls.
It's the poor diet consisting of refined, fatty, or nutrient-deficient foods that cause the oxidation of the cholesterol, which causes the plaque formation in the arteries. So excess animal protein, in the absence of the micronutrients, especially B6, promotes the accumulation of homocysteine. Homocysteine is a normal component of the metabolism or breakdown of animal protein, but when it builds up, it's also a potent poison of smooth muscle found in the arteries. Cholesterol in the blood also gets oxidized from other sources, like processed foods and environmental pollutants.
It is the liver that detoxifies. It gets rid of the chemicals in our food and medications and the environmental pollutants. So you're kidding yourself when you eat the artificial foods like Coke and Pepsi, the processed foods with all sorts of chemicals in them, like the food colorings and the food preservatives. It's also the pesticides on our healthy foods. The use of alcohol is another factor. For those of you that use alcohol, what is the definition of abuse? Or what is too much? You may not realize it, but it is also the other chemicals like hair dyes and perfumes, cleaners, cigarette smoke, etc. The same occurs with those that are regularly taking medications that are prescription or over-the-counter. Drug use, especially birth control pills, steroids, high blood pressure medications like diuretics and L-DOPA, which is used with Parkinson's disease, have been found to raise cholesterol levels. Our liver has to get rid of these chemicals. When we get overloaded with these chemicals, it stresses the liver, and our liver cannot process these chemical toxins. It may start out with an inefficiency of the liver in phase one breakdown of chemical breakdown, so free radicals are produced without liver damage or increased liver enzymes. Free radicals cause oxidation like rust on iron. Free radicals speed up the aging of our bodies like skin wrinkles. For those chemicals that do not get broken down in phase one of liver detoxification, it goes to phase two liver detoxification. Now, there are five different pathways that the liver can break down toxins in phase two. It's highly nutrient dependent when the load is too high or the nutrients are not produced or provided in the diet in sufficient quantities, then toxins accumulate. All this occurs without liver damage. This is all about physiology and how the body works.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we're offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD to use on your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation in our office with Dr. Yeager, so you can learn more about the stressors that are affecting you and what we can do. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
We'll be back to continue our discussion on holistic health care and high cholesterol and hypertension. Welcome back. We've been talking about holistic health care and hypertension and high cholesterol.
Now, Dr. Yeager, you've been talking a lot about the liver. Tell us why.
To summarize it, there is a close relationship between cholesterol and the liver, and that the liver makes the cholesterol, and a healthy liver prevents free radicals that causes cholesterol to form the plaque in our arteries. Now, these people with gallbladder dysfunction will also have an increased cholesterol level. Many people have gallbladder dysfunction, and they don't even know it until crisis develops. I find this to be common in those that are overweight by 20% or more.
That's why I work with patients with their diet, helping them lose weight and assisting them in dietary way to reduce toxins and to help the liver to remove those toxins in phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification. This is a healthy change that is a livable and not radical procedure. I have a friend at church that told me the other day how her doctor wanted her to increase her Lipitor prescription, and she didn't want to do that. So she got to work and lost 60 pounds, and now she doesn't have to take an increased amount of Lipitor.
You know, isn't that wonderful? It brings tears to me when people take responsibility, they do the things, they remove the interferences. For her, she needed to lose that weight. Now, let's turn our discussion to hypertension. The definition of hypertension is blood pressure over 140 over 90. High normal blood pressure in adults is from 120 over 80 to 140 over 90. The low normal range in adults can go as low as 100 over 65. One out of three adults in the United States have hypertension.
Wow! One out of three adults. That's a high percentage.
Hypertension leads to atherosclerosis that leads to coronary artery disease. It leads to strokes and heart attacks. It is the number two cause of kidney failure. It affects eyesight. It's a major factor in worsening diabetic complications. Diabetes increases the risk of high blood pressure. It is one of the components of metabolic syndrome, which includes high blood pressure and obesity with the diabetes. It's also a factor in erectile dysfunction in males.
The thing about high blood pressure is you don't feel it, so you don't think anything is wrong.
You know, a healthy blood pressure, again, is between 100 over 65 and 120 over 80. Kidneys control the water in the body and the salt retained in the body. The more salt, the more water is retained. There are maybe no symptoms with hypertension. It can be called the silent killer. But you can have some symptoms, which include dizziness, fatigue, nosebleeds, breathing problems, insomnia, and gastrointestinal problems. Most people have what is considered essential hypertension. Essential hypertension is they haven't taken the time or the effort to find out what is the cause of the increased blood pressure. It's easier to put a person on blood pressure medication for life. Now, the causes of hypertension include obesity. So weight loss brings down hypertension. Also, atherosclerosis, which means the plaquing and the hardening of the arteries. You can treat this like you are treating high cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Also, high salt and dietary fat intake also increases that blood pressure. The consumption of alcohol and coffee. Many people do not want to give up their coffee or their alcohol. And smoking from increased adrenaline levels, which is produced by the adrenal glands. So smoking increases adrenaline, which is that hormone that is used for the fight or flight, for the emergency situations. So it stresses the body. Also, stress can also increase hypertension. Food allergies. Many doctors have found that by eliminating certain foods brought patients' blood pressure down to normal. So an allergic symptom could be high blood pressure. Also, heavy metals like cadmium and lead, that can also cause high blood pressure. Why? It affects the cholesterol and the triglycerides. It's one of those factors that affect the plaquing in the arteries. Another thing that brings up blood pressure is the drugs and the contraceptives. Now, secondary hypertension comes from other problems like kidney problems or adrenal problems or oral contraceptives. Now, medical treatment consists of a number of kinds of blood pressure medications that do not cure but just regulate the blood pressure. This means you have to take it for the rest of your life. Examples of some of these things are the diuretics, which eliminate the excess sodium and water. Then there's the beta blockers that block the heart from beating fast to eliminate stress to the heart. Then there's the ACE inhibitors, which reduces a hormone from being produced that causes the blood vessels to become narrow. And there's a whole slew of different kinds of symptoms that people may develop as a result of taking these medications. The RB, the ARB medications, which are the angiotensin II blockers, block the hormone angiotensin II from working on the blood vessels, which causes the constriction of the arteries. Then there's the CCBs. These are the calcium channel blockers that block calcium from entering into the cells and stop the blood vessel narrowing. Then there's the vasodilators and the alpha blockers that block the nerve impulse from the brain to the blood vessels to stop the vessels from working so hard or constricting. Again, with all these different medications, there's a whole slew of different kinds of symptoms that people can develop.
There's sure a large variety of medications to take, but what about the side effects?
Well, let me go over some of the side effects. It's kind of scary. Lightheadedness, dizziness, reduced appetite, headaches, rash on the skin, which is an allergic symptom, fatigue, weakness. Who wants to get more tired? Constipation or diarrhea. It can affect the digestive system, the ability to digest food. A racing heart, chest pain, flu symptoms, dry cough, allergic reaction, liver failure, kidney failure, lowered white blood cells. So it affects the immune system, your body's ability to fight off infections. Reduced libido, insomnia, your ability to sleep. Many people have trouble enough with that. Don't add to it. Shortness of breath. Depression. How many people today are on antidepressants? Utah is a leader in taking antidepressants. Now we're adding to this by taking high blood pressure medication and the swelling of the lower legs and feet, which is a sign that the kidneys or the heart may be adversely affected by high blood pressure medications. And then there's impotence. Nobody will appreciate that side effect. Not all blood pressure medications do these, but when we take all these medications, we avoid the cause of the hypertension, and the underlying cause is left continuing to have its effect. It only makes sense to remove the cause and not allowing the real cause by taking medications and making the drug companies richer and more powerful.
There's so many natural ways to help support the body, to lower the blood pressure, that don't have any adverse effects, like detoxifying. Detoxifying assists the liver to get rid of toxins by cleaning out the sludge in the liver and arteries, so you assist the liver in being able to do its job, detoxifying on a daily basis. You have to be careful, though, and choose the right detox program, as some are just starvation programs, and they don't assist the liver in both phase 1 and phase 2 of the detoxification cycles. Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we're offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn more about the stressors that are affecting you and what we can do. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and email address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that we can get it right, and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
You are listening to Talk Radio 105.7 FM and 570 AM.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.